Mercado and Rating Corporate Reporters. We have a special presentation this morning, at least ngayong oras na ito, hanggang mamayang alas 12, mga kaibigan, sapagkat napaga yung guest natin. And makakapiling po natin mamaya na konti, si Ginoong Eugene Torre, the First Asian Grandmaster, no, Grandmaster po siya sa chess, at nandito po siya ngayon sa ating umpilan para makipagbalita po tayo sa kanya. Especially so, meron pong gustong ipaalam sa atin si Grandmaster Eugene Torre. May kinalaman po sa kasalukuyang estado po ngayon ni World Chess Champion Bobby Fischer. No po? At pagkakalala po natin, may konting problema si Bobby Fischer. Lalo-lalo na yung tukos sa kanyang mga properties na naiwan niya sa Estados Unidos. At mukhang may problema po rito. Apparently, ginigipit po si Bobby Fischer. At yung mga properties po niya doon sa States ay unti-unting nawawala na sa kanya at binibenta na lamang sa auction without his knowledge. You know? If it never was with his knowledge, it came in too late. And right now, mga kaibigan, ay we're establishing contact with the world chess champion, si Bobby Fischer, na sa lugar po ay nasa Hungary, ano po? So we will be talking with Bobby Fischer in a little while, live on the air, mga kaibigan, together with our grandmaster, si Eugene Torre, regarding this problem. And if we will have time later on, ang tungkol po naman sa daigdig ng chess dito po sa ating bansa at lalo-lalo dito sa Lungsod ng Baguio. Marami pong ikukwento sa atin si Eugene Torre tungkol po nito. But let us wait, mga kaibigan. Ano? Mamaya-maya lang na konti. We're still establishing connections with Mr. Bobby Fischer, the World Chess Champion, tungkol po nito. To just give you an or a backgrounder, apparently po ay medyo concerned ngayon si Bobby Fischer sa nangyayari na karamihan sa kanyang mga collections, ano po, sa kanyang paglalaro ay ngayon eh ino-auction na po, ino-auction ng naturing ang tagapagtago po naman ito, and some of those that are being sold on the auction block ay mga memorabilia collections from international chess champion or world chess champion Bobby Fischer, which includes itong isang kahon ng mga scrapbook ng chess matches to Bobby Fischer, some from Russian newspapers, some from Spanish newspapers, no? Meron din po rito yung isang kahon of correspondence, mga sulat to and from Bobby Fischer, chess magazines at iba pa mga items. Yan po pinagbibili na, no? Ganun din po yung telegrams para kay Bobby Fischer nung ginaganap po ang World Chess Championship. Ganun din po itong mga libro inscribed by Bobby Fischer and not by whatever author, no? Another little, sabi rito, lot 153 from the people of New York given to Bobby Fischer, isang letter scrapbook with letter and telegram from Mayor John V. Lindsay of New York City. At isa pa, yung mga personal letters ni Bobby Fischer, Fischer's Nevada driving license, andun na rin, may expiration pa kaya. Expired 1974, and his social security card bearing a pseudonym, Robert D. James. Ano? Ang dami-dami po itong mga memorabilia niya na naiwan po sa Estados Unidos in the care of Mr. Bob Ellsworth. Ano po? Na apparently dahil hindi wala siya doon, abay ginagawa nila ngayon binibenta. And there are allegations from the camp of the World Chess Champion na ito po ay isang ploy o kaya ay strategy ng isang grupo na may hinanakit sa kanya. Ano po? At in fact, we have an open letter from Bobby Fischer dito. Kopya po dito. Open letter sa Encyclopedia Judaica. Ano po? This was dated June 28, 1984. And this may be the crux of the problem. In fact, at pag-uusapan po namin yan kay Ginoong Eugene Torre mamaya-maya na konti at ni-establish pa rin natin yung linya kay world champion Bobby Fischer. If to give you an idea, mga kaibigan, ito pong open letter na ni Bobby Fischer, no, addressed to the Encyclopedia Judaica sa kanilang mga editors, sinasabi niya rito, and we would like to read from the letter na lang, sabi niya, "Gentlemen, knowing what I do about Judaism, I was naturally distressed to see that you have erroneously featured me as a Jew in Encyclopedia Judaica. Please do not make this mistake again," sabi niya, "in any future editions of your voluminous pseudo-authoritative publication. I am not today, nor have I ever been a Jew. And as a matter of fact, I am uncircumcised," sabi niya. "I suggest rather than fraudulently misrepresenting me to be a Jew, and dishonestly abusing my name and reputation as a kind of advertising gimmick to improve the image of your religion, Judaism. You try to promote your religion on its own merits. If indeed it has any," so underline po yan, ano? "In closing, sabi sa sulat, I trust that I am not being unrealistically optimistic in thanking you in advance for your anticipated cooperation in this matter." At ito pinirmahan po ni Bobby Fischer, the world chess champion. So, doon pa lamang mga kaibigan, eh parang may suggestion na rito na dahil siguro sa denial niya na siya isang Hudyo, eh parang nagalit ata ang grupong ito, yung sect na ito, that now they're trying to do something in retaliation. And it could have a bearing kung bakit ito si Bob Ellsworth na siyang humahawak po sa mga memorabilia ni Bobby Fischer. Eh, nag-desisyon na ibenta yung kanyang mga memorabilia na hindi alam ni Bobby Fischer, no? For, you know, whatever reasons. We have also received copies of photocopies naman, mga kaibigan, na mga check na ipinadala ni Bobby Fischer kay Bob Ellsworth. Ito para sa parang wala sa kabayaran sa pag-iingat niya ng mga memorabilia niya, no? So that this is the question being asked this time. Bakit naman gano'n, no? We will get into the matter mamaya-maya po na konti while Eugene Torres trying to get in touch with Bobby Fischer. Bukas din po, ayon po kay Mr. Torre, eh, magkakaroon din po naman ata ng isang media conference with Bobby Fischer also, but that will be in Metro Manila. Ito po isang effort ni Bobby Fischer to try to put a stop sa walang patumang pagbebenta ng kanyang mga memorabilia. Ano, muli pa pagayon, at nakalanagan ni Bobby Fischer iti lubong iti address mo no chess. Yung nga na itagat na wampay ni ora sinuman nga grandmaster or international master nga nakaabak ng kerwana, no? Awampay, ora ipanyo i-review to the history books on chess, no? Nga ang inga ikip dama mabagayan, awampay din nakabalo na nakaabak ng kerwana, ora no ibagbaga na di kita tuman ita, especially na kita Russians, nga iso na tika na ingan nga kay ayam iti chess. Ewan ko na po kung anong purpose yan. That is the crux of the matter. At mamaya din po, magkakaroon din tayo ng pagkakataon na makakausap on the local level naman si Grandmaster Eugene Torre. No? Pag-usapan din po naman natin kung tungkol dito sa kasalukuyang situation ng ating chess sa bansa, sa Baguio, at makasama na rin kanya mga observations. Ano? Sabi nga ni Eugene kanina, kanina off-air na usapan namin, eh. Maraming mga lugar dito at maraming mga players ng chess dito sa lusun na Baguio. Di kurang lang kanong at a chess center probably, no? By which we can train yung mga potential chess players naman natin. So, we hope yun ang matuloy, and we will be anticipating that, but of course what we are going to anticipate at first, itong ating pag-ipag-usap kay Eugene Torre at saka kay Bobby Fischer. This will be the first time, mga kaibigan, na magkakaroon ta ng pagkakataon ang isang radio station to directly interview World Chess Champion Bobby Fischer. Ang tabi nga po lamang, mga kaibigan, at ikinokontakt na sa kasalukuyan, medyo kakaproblema na rin yung linya, no? Anyway, iti sa mga nabalik, may sapay ka nagitin tayo padaanan na matakamat at nagiging kakaroonan ng issue tayo ito at nagiging programa tayo. So many things are developing in the world of sports. Kanina madaling araw, lumabas na po ang formal statement ni Michael Jordan na ngayon kuwan na, no? Nakapag-formalize na ng kanyang retirement at napakarami po mga speculations as to what will be the future of the National Basketball Association, ang NBA, na sikat na sikat po kahit dito sa Pilipinas. Kaya dito nga, sinasabi na nila kahit na tayo, Pilipino, Asyano, no, hindi kailanman makaka-compete sa mga matataas na basketballista, lalong-lalo na sa NBA, kung bakit naging popular sa atin na itong larong basketball, ano? So, we'll take an incisive look, papagaya niya, on the future of basketball now that its icon, Michael Jordan, has formally retired. Ano po? That's another of our topics. And nagiging na duma pa yung mga related issues dito'y lokalidad. Kaya iti intero ng lubong. Siguro, we're just about ready for the talk now, ano? At papasok sa polling. Okay na, nasa linya na natin ngayon, mga kaibigan. Si Ginoong Bobby Fischer, you can just lift, Eugene, you can lift the phone and let's put it on the air, no? Si Eugene. Okay?
Yeah, this is Eugene. This is Eugene. I'm here beside Mr. Pablo Mercado.
Yes.
He's the radio announcer here in Bomboracho, in Baguio.
Yes.
So, good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Okay, Mr. Bomba, is it?
Wait. Mr. Pablo Mercado here, wait.
Oh, baby, is it Pablo Mercado or Bomba Radio? Excuse me, yes.
Yes, how are you, Bobby?
Yeah, thank you. Very well. Yes.
You're very well. You see, Eugene Torre is here with us right now, and he related to us your present problem regarding your memorabilia in the States. Can you tell us something about it, Bobby?
Yes, well, this is just the latest in a long line of crimes against me by World Jewelry and the Jew controlled United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so? Why are they doing this to you?
Yeah, they don't like me.
As simple as that. As simple as that, and they don't like you.
Yeah.
Alright, which of these properties that you have are now being sold by the states?
No, they're already been sold. They're gone.
Really?
Yeah. They said I owed them a few $100s. Which is, you know, without contacting me, nothing, they just sold it all off. Stuff that it took me a lifetime to accumulate. I had it in, they broke open my safe and they broke open my file or cabinet and everything and just sold off everything. Sold off like 100 boxes of my stuff. They sold off my photo album, my letter from President Marcos, my photo album with President Marcos, everything.
Uh-huh.
This is just a conspiracy against me by the Jews.
Filthy
bastards, you know, they're trying to take over the world. They invented the Holocaust story. There was no Holocaust of the Jews in World War II. They've been pulling this shit from time immemorial about persecution. They're filthy, lying, bastard people. That's all they've ever been. That's all they'll ever be.
Why do you have this thing about the Jews?
I have no thing. They have a thing about me. Study their history.
Really?
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, the Catholic Church taught for a long time about that they're guilty of the murder of Christ, right?
Yes. So?
No.
Anyway, Bob, these memorabilia that have been sold, that you own,
But I own, I still own it. It's still stolen property, you know.
All right. Would you,
I have spent on this stuff, and just in source fees alone, over $10,000. I have spent in buying custom-made safes, custom-made file cabinets with secret built-in safes in the file cabinet, another file cabinet, a safe with special drill-proof doors, with a second door inside, combination locks, bank timers, in case somebody tries to force you to open it, the works.
Yes.
To preserve my memorabilia, my stuff from Marcos, my letter from President Nixon, books dedicated to me by President Nixon, former President Nixon when he dedicated the book, but he was President Nixon when he wrote to me. All kind of stuff, photo albums, statues, the works.
I
stole every fucking thing and sold it off. The dirty Jews, they want to put me in prison for 10 years. They have sold off all my memorabilia, which I collected over years. They have confiscated, they have stolen my book, My 60 Memorable Games. They've come out with an illegal movie called Searching for Bobby Fischer, which is exploiting my name for money. They've made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on this movie. I never get a penny of it. They came out with an illegal, the Jews have come out with an illegal CD-ROM called Bobby Fischer Teacher. Just zero for me. I get nothing even from the legitimate edition of My 60 Memorable Games. Nothing. These fucking Jews are thieves, they are liars, they are motherfuckers, and it's time we took care of these bastards.
I have a public copy of several of them, of checks that you have issued to them.
Yeah, I faxed them to you.
Yes, so who is this Bob Ellsworth?
This guy was acting as my agent to pay my bills there in the States.
Uh-huh.
I have some stuff in storage in New York. I have the stuff in storage in Pasadena, which has all been robbed. And I had a P.O. box with two P.O. boxes in Pasadena. And I had some property in Florida, which I have to pay taxes on every year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things come to less than $4,000. So I was sending them $5,000 a year.
Yes.
To take care of all this, plus giving him like $1,000 for his trouble.
Yes.
And he was paying it, but then he got the word from the dirty Jews. Fuck Fisher's ass. That is memorabilia.
Right.
This was a collusion. This was a collusion with this Beacon Storage Company in Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
All right. You know, what the hell am I going to give away all of the stuff which I have taken years to accumulate and to preserve over $400?
Mm-hmm.
I got $3 million in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got dough here in Hungary. It's just, they did it all behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody contacted me, nothing.
All right.
They didn't contact my lawyer, nothing. The fucking Jews want to destroy everything I worked for all my life.
What?
There was no Holocaust. The Jews are liars. It's time we took off the kid gloves with these parasites.
All right. With all of these things, Mr. Fisher, what do you intend to do now?
I intend to do what I'm doing right now.
What?
Which is to expose the Jews for the criminals they are, the parasites they are, the liars they are, the thieves they are, the murderers they are.
You speak like an Arab.
Well, they know. You asked the Palestinians. I was just listening to BBC. The horror stories that come out of there, when you get into an Israeli prison, the way they torture you, it's unheard of. I was listening to some Palestinian women, Christian women from Palestine, not Muslims, Christian women who were anti-Israel. They got picked up by the Israeli police, and then taken down to the jail, and then the Israeli police tried to get information. Who do you know among your friends that's anti-Israel? You were still over there with your Arab Christian friends who are anti-Israel. When they refused, they put the women in a cell. So these are mothers, these women mostly. They put them in a cell, and then they start playing in Arabic on the loudspeaker 24 hours a day. Mommy, come home. Mommy, we miss you in Arabic. They turn it all over again until the women just collapse.
All right,
this is the Jewish mentality.
Okay.
These are criminal people. They torture their prisoners in the worst way. It's illegal. They don't even deny it hardly.
Right.
Jews were always bastards throughout history. They are liars. They are the worst pieces of shit in the world. They mutilate their own children.
All right.
Fuck the Jews.
Okay. you don't plan any legal moves against them, against those who sold your memorabilia?
What is this you said?
A legal move, like.